Good morning, it's me, Shan, it's the mother girls. What made me want to do this one? It was a comment made, and I think a lot of people assume that when women, mothers, are in this position, they have it made, or you're so lucky. Or, you know, what do you have to complain about? Or, your day is so easy because you get to stay home. All not true. Okay. I don't think being a stay-at-home mom is for everybody. And just because you can't handle what comes with being a stay-at-home mom, it doesn't make you less of a mother, or it doesn't make you a horrible mother. I have nothing against dads who stay home with their kids or do activities throughout the day with their kids, especially if they have toddlers and little babies. I would have loved that both of my girls got to stay home up until 3 years old with either me full-time or their dad full-time. But the reality of life is it's not like that for every home and everybody, because multiple incomes make a house run efficiently if you are not making over six figures. And depending on where you live now, six figures is not going to help you. Okay, I'm in the United States. I don't know if someone's listening to this in Europe. I don't know if somebody's listening to this in Africa. I don't know if someone's in South America. Your lives are completely different, and you can do with less, right? In America, it's just different. Okay, the demand is different. The prices are different. The lives are different. I feel like people assume what being a stay-at-home mother is, right? I know there's stay-at-home dads. No diss to you, but this one's about mothers because I can speak on this because I'm a mom. I work a corporate job in a ever-changing industry because I am knowledgeable about it, skilled in it. I've been skilled in it since 2014. Okay, and it has been sustaining my life and my children's lives since, right? And it's not a hard job. It's very much, do you know how to read? Do you know how to do basic math? Do you know how to talk to people? Do you know how to move through systems? Do you know how to dot your I's and cross your T's? Yes, 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 you're hired. You know what I'm saying? And once the knowledge is there, right? Anybody can do my job. My 11-year-old can do my job if she's trained properly, right? I don't think my job is saving the world. But at the same time, my job is helping my household run, not as efficiently as I would love it to, but it gets me the closest to the next month. It gets me as closest to surviving the next weekend. And would I love, you know, my salary to be more? Yes. But I work the job that I work because it allows the time I need with my children. If I worked a job that required me to be at work earlier and come home later, my relationship with my children would not be what it is today. Okay? I would spend a lot more money because the job industry in America does not align with childcare or the school industry education system for children. So that alone makes you spend more money than you need to because you cannot be in multiple places at the same time. And that was so frustrating and hard for me
Wait.
I'm going to keep doing the show. Just give me a minute. I appreciate y'all for listening. Just so you know, this is not the only show that I do. When you listen to any recording that I do for Shambi Podding, you're supporting all the pods, and I appreciate that. I have 8 podcasts that I push out, all right? Some are not being pushed out right now. Some have content sitting out there for you to press play and listen to, and I appreciate every download and every listen. You can find the podcast on shambipodding.com. You can hashtag shambipodding. On Twitter, it's shambibusy. I have different Twitters for different podcasts, so be mindful of that. You can hashtag triple R. You can find the Real Relationship Rapport being recorded live twice a month on Stereo app. Download it. It's a world, okay? You can find Call Me When You Get Off podcasts on all podcast platforms. She Gets a Pod, the Creator podcast, which is about art and creativity. Loudmouth Stereo is a podcast I used to do with Greg from Young Black and Bothered. It is discontinued, but the content is still out there. So What Page We On Be is with Casey and Kiki and myself. And we read books every season. We're on 19... What is this? The 19th season? Yeah, we're on the 19th season. And we're about to finish a book. And then we'll start a new book at the end of May. You have The Real Relationship Rapport with Dungeon and myself. That's on Stereo app. I have a recording today. Yeah. We have Wear It Right with Shan, which is where I talk about fashion and style. And we have Cozy Womb Podcast, which is my very first podcast that I did, which is talking about parenting. All right, so there's a lot to choose from. I appreciate you all. If you want to figure out how you can support me, you can donate to the link in the show notes. If you just scroll down, you're going to see a donation link for a red circle. I appreciate it. You can buy merch on any of the shops. You can purchase some of the books on shambipodding.com, or you can just retweet a tweet of about the show, repost a link for the show, or a post for the show. Either way, I appreciate you and thank you for listening. And don't forget to do something creatively for yourself today. Now back to the show. Girls were like babies and toddlers because I really felt like their childhood was being stolen from me because I had to work multiple jobs. Now I just work one job. I do my podcasting on the side, you know, and that helps me maintain what I need to for now, but I would love like to be able to have a property that's being that's owned by me but being used or leased by someone else that is helping take off the expenses that I have in this household. You know, don't work harder, work smarter. And that is a goal of mine, to have a property that'll grow in income without me having to do physical work, so I can spend more time with the girls. Because I know they're going to develop their own personalities and want to do things and want me to come do things with them. And it's hard to work a corporate job, ask for this time off on this date when you have 2 children, and make sure that you're getting paid so your check is not less than it needs to be because you got bills, okay? And when I say I have bills, I have bills. And through a lot of prayer and a lot of support, and a lot of just like moving around what I can, I make shit happen, right? And I'm very grateful for that. But to be, first of all, a single mom, because I am not married, to be the only adult in this household, and to be it for decision making, to be it for helping them when they need an adult to help, to be it to take them from point A to point B, to be it to pick them up, to be it to cook, to clean, to surprise them, to wow them, to take care of them while they're sick, and to be working a corporate job, and to have the podcast that I have and want to create, and talk to people and support other people in my life, and to have friends, and to read the brain for my mom when she has, you know, four other sons who are older than me, and, you know, she comes to me for a lot. It's hard. I don't 100% work from home. There's a week in every month where I go to the office. I'm hybrid. That's what they call hybrid. But for the majority of it, I'm a stay-at-home mom. You know? Even, like, for the past 3 weeks, you know, when my washing machine died on me and I didn't have one, that was hard. That was hard to, you know, work an 8-hour shift, get up at 5 a.m., go running, work out, work 8 hours, you know, make sure the girls do their homework and they have, like, something to eat. And then right when I get off of work, take 2 huge bags to a laundromat and do 5 loads of laundry, dry clothes, come back in, make them dinner, make sure they showered, make sure they have ironed uniforms, and they go to their bed and do it again. Like, that was hard, you know? And it's days like that where I'm just like, what part of staying at home and being it for kids do people think, oh, you have it easy? You will only have it easy as a parent if you suck at parenting. If you don't show up for your kids, if you don't love your kids, yes, you have it easy. If you don't make sure your kids are taken care of when they're sick, you have it easy. If you don't buy their clothes, if you don't feed them, if you don't figure out what they're interested in and show up for that, yeah, you have it easy. If, you know, you have someone who works and brings in the income, and all day you sat on the couch and you watched TV and you ate snacks and you didn't clean the house, you didn't do the laundry, you didn't grocery shop, you didn't prepare for the children at all. You don't help them with their homework at all. You don't take them for any activities. You don't ask them about their day. You're existing in the house, but you're not engaged with them. Yeah, you're living the life, I guess, for somebody. But I believe that my children didn't ask to be here. And the fact that they're here, I have to show up for them in a certain way. And showing up for my children in a certain way is me sacrificing. And sacrificing is waking up early so I could get them ready so they can get on the bus, or I could drop them off for their education, and making sure they're clean, and making sure they're fed, and making sure they have 2 sharpened pencils, and making sure they treat people with respect and they have manners, and I correct them and I guide them, and I make sure they know how to get home, and I make sure I check to make sure they're home, and I talk to them and I treat them like human beings that I do not own. And that's what I'm supposed to do. And that's the basics. Now, to go above and beyond from that is to figure out what's going on emotionally with them. What do they want to do? What are they having a hard time with? That's above and beyond parenting. And a lot of people think they're great parents because their kids are in the house, they went to school, they got everything they wanted, and there's food in the house, and I paid the bills. They shouldn't be asking you for anything. That's not a great parent. And being a stay-at-home mom to a baby is nonstop. You're it. Okay? A baby with medical needs, hard. You know what I'm saying? A baby and you have a toddler, hard. Been there, done that. Trying to work a corporate job and
Ready to roll into savings? Visit Dave Gill Chevrolet at 4700 East Broad Street in Columbus, your hometown Chevy experts. Right now, take advantage of tariff-busting deals on some of our most popular models. Experience the bold new 2025 Silverado 1500 with its powerful V8 engine and cutting-edge tech. Or discover the all-electric 2025 Chevy Equinox EV for an eco-friendly commute without compromising style or range. Looking for value? Browse our extensive inventory of certified pre-owned vehicles. From sporty coupes to family-friendly SUVs, each rigorously inspected for your peace of mind. Cruise over to Dave Gill Chevrolet or visit us online today at DaveGillChevy.com and drive home happy.
Through traffic to pick up a child before 5 p.m. when the daycare starts charging you $1 per minute. Hard. Been there, done that. Not getting enough sleep, waking up and that alarm fucking going off and you doing it again. Hard. Crying, dropping kids off because you really wanted to spend more time with them today and you can't because you got a job. Hard. I remember when Anya was little, I was so scared that I was going to miss her walk. You know what I'm saying? I was going to miss her walk because I got to work two jobs. I was going to miss her say her first word because I'm going to be at work and my mom's going to be home. But even with that, there was so much like relief to know, like, I get to leave Anya home with somebody I trust who loves kids and I don't have to worry about her throughout the day. For people who have to work a job and not be at home with their kids and leave their children with complete strangers and hope that they do right by their child throughout the day is hard. Okay. If you love your kids and you care about your kids, it's hard. Constantly educating your children and correcting their wrongs and reminding yourself that they're not your friends. They're not your roommates. But they are human beings. Oof. You know what I'm saying? Daily task. You know, and a lot of times I joke and kid with my children to a point where if another parent hears it, they're just like, oh my gosh, you let her play with you like that. You let her. Different dynamics in my house. I have one child who has a balanced parental life with her dad and me. And I have one child where I'm it for her. Her dad is like non-existent. You know what I'm saying? And that is my choosing. Because I didn't vet her dad in the idea that we're going to have a kid together, you know what I'm saying? And I feel guilt behind that every day, you know what I'm saying? Because I know she does, crave, you know, that type of relationship from someone that cares about her just like me, but in the male version. And I'm very open with her and I talk to her about it. She stopped asking about him probably 2 years ago, but I know she thinks about it. And I just feel like with her, I got to give her a bit more grace. I know with her, a lot of her frustration and attitude comes from her feeling a lesser of what she has compared to her sister. But at the same time, to be home with them, to not get like any break throughout the day, and I'm on. And at home, I love the fact that I could be here and I don't have to have a stranger in my house or they don't have to be at a facility until I pick them up, and being around other people that might not do right by them. I love the fact that I can be home when they get off the bus. But at the same time, my time throughout the day to myself is after I get them out the house in the morning for like 2.5 hours, then I'm working and I'm talking to people and I'm talking to people. And when they come home, I'm still working and I'm talking to people and I'm talking to people, and they're in the house and they're running and they're playing and they're yelling. And I'm getting frustrated because y'all know what my job is. I need y'all quiet. And they have energy and I don't have anybody to, hey, can you take the girls to the park? Hey, can you play with them in the backyard, or just, you know, take them out of here for like an hour and then bring them back so their energy could be, I don't have nobody to do that. So they're just here with me. And then once I get off, it's crunch time, because I'm just like, what can I do with them before 8 o'clock? And most of the time the answer is check on them, check their room, check what I have for dinner, cook and talk to them, get them in the shower, make sure they're prepared for the next day, and the day is done. So being a stay-at-home mom is not as easy as people make it seem. I think being a stay-at-home mom with a young baby is hard. Being a stay-at-home mom with a toddler is hard. Cleaning, doing laundry throughout the day, not knowing the last time that you showered because you got to watch this kid. I remember, you know, having Aria and having to shower with Aria while I'm showering, how many times I almost dropped her because she was so soapy. And just like having babies or children with two different type of personalities, one is more needier than the other. Even parents who don't have support from friends, family, or the other parent who are staying at home, people think it's a joyous thing, but some people really feel like they're forgetting themselves because they have to be there for this kid. So I say this to say, this illusion that people try to be like, oh, you're a stay-at-home mom, what do you have to complain about? Or you're a stay-at-home dad, your life is great, you don't have to do anything. When you're a great parent, you have to do so much. You have to show up in ways. And at least at a job, you get a 45-minute lunch or a 30-minute lunch. Or you get 2 15-minute breaks. When you're a parent and you're at home with kids, you don't get a break unless they get in a nap. And most of the time when they get in a nap, you're trying to do something you couldn't do because they needed a nap. So even when the girls were little, I remember my friend would be like, you need to be taking a nap when they're taking a nap. Girl, I need to get this shit done. I can't do that. But every time where she would like watch the girls for me, if they was taking a nap, they was all taking a nap. She was taking a nap. And I'm just like, they don't do that for me. When they're with me, they are on. You know what I'm saying? It's like no breaks. Foot on gas on me. And so I think when you're a stay-at-home mom, you still need breaks. If you're a stay-at-home dad, you still need time with other dads, time to yourself. You need a space in your home that's just yours and kids can't come in there and interrupt you. But I need people to stop assuming being a stay-at-home mom is as easy as it sounds, because it's not. Being a stay-at-home dad is not as easy as it sounds, because it's not. And if you have a parent that's willing to put what they want on pause, put their career on pause so they can be there for the children you share, be grateful, be thankful. And when you come home, even though you had a long outside-the-home work day or you had a long weekend trip work day, days, when you come in that household, share what needs to be done. Get them kids in bath, help them clean their room, talk to them, let the other parent sit on the couch for 15, 10 minutes, I don't know. Let them go for a walk, let them go to the grocery store by themselves. I love, like when my friend comes to the house to just hang, and I'd be like, can I go to the store real quick? And she's like, yeah. I'm like, yes, I get to go to the store by myself. I don't have to rush. Or if my mom comes and I'm just like, okay, I'm going to go to the store and I'm going to come back. It's just so relaxing to not hear noise while you're shopping or in the car or arguing, and just be like, okay, let me just get everything I need. I can think clearly. But when you have somebody in your home that's supporting you and you don't have to do mom things by yourself and you don't have to do dad things by yourself, respect that, treasure that. I can't wait to the day where I don't have to do everything by myself. In my home on a daily basis. You know, I would love to take something off of someone's plate and they take something off of my plate also in a home that we share and it's peaceful there and everybody feels like they don't have to worry about anything. So, yeah, I think the stay-at-home mom life being easy and luxurious is a myth. Unless you don't want to parent 100%, you have maids, you have nannies, and you get to have the look of parenting without the duties that come with the parenting. That might be luxurious. You know what I'm saying? That might be the setup that you wanted to do. You know, because there's a lot of men who want kids but don't want a father. There's a lot of women who want kids but don't want a mother in the most motherly way. And I hope people like that mature because it's not fair to bring a child here who doesn't get to have the full extent of what it is to have a parent that loves them and shows up for them and wants to guide them. But yeah, that's what I wanted to share today. I appreciate every listen. Thank you for listening to Cozy Womb Podcast. Thank you for subscribing. You can find me at shambipodden.com. If you're looking for any podcast books, they're available on shambipodden.com, Amazon, lulu.com. And if you're a new stay-at-home mom, I didn't do this episode to scare you. I did it to be real with you. Okay? Don't let anybody tell you you have nothing to complain about or your day is easy because you're at home with your child or your children. It's not always easy. You're not always going to feel great. But make sure you shower. Make sure you read. Make sure you watch your favorite shows. Make sure you do something for yourself every day. Stay-at-home dads, you are not less of a man. I think you are more of a man to take that position on because people don't understand how much daycare costs. And if it makes financial sense in your household for one of you to stay home with them kids, stay home with them kids. Okay? Ain't no shame in it. Love your kids. Hug your kids. Show up for your kids. Okay? I'm team show up for your kids. Not just financially. Bye.
Ready to roll into savings? Visit Dave Gill Chevrolet at 4700 East Broad Street in Columbus, your hometown Chevy experts. Right now, take advantage of tariff-busting deals on some of our most popular models. Experience the bold new 2025 Silverado 1500 with its powerful V8 engine and cutting-edge tech. Or discover the all-electric 2025 Chevy Equinox EV for an eco-friendly commute without compromising style or range. Looking for value? Browse our extensive inventory of certified pre-owned vehicles. From sporty coupes to family-friendly SUVs, each rigorously inspected for your peace of mind. Cruise over to Dave Gill Chevrolet or visit us online today at DaveGillChevy.com and drive home happy.